Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced them I had to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and we're talking mocks and jokes. Well, part of it gonna have out in the St. John's swamps.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Absolutely wonderful, and welcome to the Bigfoot Live radio show this Wednesday night, folks. You know, we've got the who's of who out here this evening. We've got Rocky, we've got Doyle, we've got the Swede. I think, oh, look at that. We've even got Leo out in North Carolina. Ooh, we got to talk about that storm heading his way. Looks like we got someone talking in the background, but I'll figure it out. And we got Ernie up in Washington. How's everybody doing this evening?
Great. Absolutely good. Fantastic.
Doing good. Who brought you?
Who brought you?
By
well,
the
folks,
sunshine
like said,
in
wanna...
Kentucky, Bobby.
Sure it is, Doyle. It's sunshine at Doyle's place every day. Whoa. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Oh, my goodness, folks. Where to start this evening? Well, little update on Marco Bill.
Carol says hi, Tommy.
Hi, Carol. That's Doyle's better half. And when I say better half, really, his better half.
Lord.
Oh, God. So, folks,
if it ain't sunshine,
Marco,
it's moonshine, Tommy.
It's moonshine, and I'm sure. I don't know about the sun. But on a serious note, folks, Marco Bill, he's still in the hospital. He's still recovering. He sends his wishes and that he hopes everybody's having a great time listening to the show without him, because when he comes back, he's going to come back with a cash on. I said, Marco, just get well and just do what you got to do, brother. We're here for you, man. So,
amen.
I think Rocky has something to talk about tonight, folks. I thought we'd just jump right into the water here on the deep end and talk a little Bigfoot, and then we'll go talk about some rock hounds. And, you know, we got the foremost authority on the rocks, you know, Ernie Gantz. So, Rocky, why don't you tell us what happened this week?
Well, got a phone call. I think it was Thursday. A guy from just east of us called me and said that he told me that him and a friend of his or some kin or something like that had gone down to Stone Jar Hollow. Okay. But he said that he saw something that he wasn't real sure about, and that a friend of his had told him that I was one of the Bigfoot guys and gave him my number. I said, well, tell me about it. He said that he saw a big, hairy man about 7 foot tall. Down in Stone Jar Hollow. And, okay, so I told him that we wouldn't be able to get to him due to the, you know, everything that's going on, the big football game on Saturday and the, you know, Labor Day, all of that. But anyhow, we talked for a little bit, and I told him that I didn't know where Stone Jar Hollow was, and he said it was over by Penitentiary Mountain. Well, we know where Penitentiary Mountain is, but
that's for sure.
But anyhow, he. I asked him about Stone Jar Hollow. Asked him, you know, where did they come up with that name? He said that back in the late 1700s, early 1800s, something like that, a bunch of Spaniards coming through Arkansas went through that way, and down there in the hollows, met Caddo Indians, and apparently they had some kind of little set to, because they said after the Spaniards left, well, it seems as though something unexplained happened with the Indians, and they weren't seen anymore. But they called it Stone Jar Hollow, because that was all they found, was the clay pots that the Indians had made and left behind. Mm-hmm. And he said that there was the Indians. Spirits were still hanging out there, and he said it's spookier than hell at night. And I said, well, I said to myself, Tommy and the boys went to with the ghost hunters, and I said, you know, we got a place that he thinks he saw a Bigfoot, and plus there's spooks hanging out there. So, anyhow, me and the sweet are going to try to make a run over there hopefully everything will work out that week so we can do it this weekend and see if we can even find Stone Jar Holla. He said
Holla.
That he said that it was southwest of Penitentiary Mountain. Well, there's a lot of stuff that's southwest of Penitentiary Mountain, but he couldn't tell us how far.
You remember what he said, Rocky? He said you go down there to the crossroads and turn. Well, if you keep doing that down there, before long we'll be back at Calico Rock, and I told you I ain't going to do that again.
I ain't either. No, that's too far.
Yeah, man, get lost down there. I'm telling you, that's a you get lost place down there.
Wow.
Yes,
you get down in there, you don't navigate by the sun in the summertime because it's all canopied over. You can't see nothing.
Right.
You don't get sunshine.
I'm a little suspicious that a guy that talks about a name called Stone Jar Holler living out near Penitentiary Rock says he saw a big hairy thing. It might be somebody living out there.
Hey, it could be one of the miners' boys.
It could be. Yeah, we've thought about some of the local lore of the local kin.
That's what I told the Swede. It might be one of those Maggard boys, but
I know it. The Maggards are big and hairy too.
The way
he explained it was something that, you know, kind of wild man kind of thing there. What did he say, big dude, big hairy dude or something?
Yeah, it's a big old hairy thing that wasn't a bear. And I asked him if it wasn't a bear, what do you think it was? And he said, well, it looked kind of like a man, but it didn't look like a man. I said, okay, that's really, you know, that's good enough for me, I guess. So, anyhow, we're going to try to go down there and, you know, see if we can find a big hairy dude or some Indians.
We need to talk with them. We'll have to talk with some locals because there's no cell service there. As soon as you get off there just a little ways, we didn't have any phone service, so there's not going to be no GPS or trying to find it. I looked around on the internet to see if you could find Penitentiary Mountain, but cannot find anything that even – there's so many little – there's, you know how they do when they map and they show a road, but it's not a road.
Indeed,
it's more like a walking trail.
I have indeed found Penitentiary Mountain, and I've found Stone Jar Holla, but basically you get to Penitentiary Mountain and you walk.
Yeah, that's what it
is. I have no idea how many miles we're talking about.
No vehicles, it says, no automobiles.
Really?
So we don't know. But
yeah.
We'll try to sneak down there, and we'll give you guys an update once we get down there. Hopefully this weekend. We're going to try to go Saturday morning before daylight and get down there early where we can talk to some of the locals and find out exactly what the skip is on how to get down in there safely. And we'll go from there.
Yeah.
I can talk to that one old Johnson boy. He seems to know his way around there.
Yeah, that's true, Rocky.
But anyhow,
Stone Jar Holler.
Well, yeah, it's over by Red Star and Dripping Springs.
Mm-hmm. Damn, what's
that
name?
Right around the corner from right Dolly's Wet Dream.
Oh, my God. Whatever.
That's good. That's good.
If you come back this way, you go to Pettigrew. That was the end of the railroad line. That's the furthest outpost for the railroad when they were getting all the white oaks to build ties out of, and where they got them from the Ozarks. It was the end of the line at Pettigrew. And then they brought all of the timber from Red Star and out that way where Dripping Springs and all, they'd all come on horses and buggies, and they brought them then to the rail yard and loaded them up and took them and built the railroad all the way across the country from here. So it's pretty cool stuff. It's pretty wild territory. I can't believe they put a railroad down there. That was a freaking feat to get it done. I can't believe they even got a railroad in there. That's crazy. Pretty wild. Yeah.
So
go ahead,
I gotta
ask a question, Tommy.
I got to ask because it's – I don't know if you guys have been keeping up on the recent Bigfoot stuff that just popped up. The new one right now is a foot, a blurry foot near a trail cam. And I actually cleaned it all up, so I'm sure it must have been Photoshopped because I was able to clean it all. And all it's a foot of a person. Everybody's flipping out over this blurry foot, you know, in a trail cam with the sole down, sole up where you can see it passing by, you know. Looks almost like
right.
Like yeah, and it's like,
no,
are you kidding
I've
me, man?
That.
Yeah, you don't waste your time. I mean, you go ahead and look for it, but it's just like some people.
You can
just
clean it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You know.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was able to clean it up, and I was like, wow. And it's just silly. We got that.
If you could do anything to it.
Yeah.
Get some of that.
We got that going on. We got those people, those Jim Jones lovers up there in Oregon, Washington area doing their thing again, you know. But now we got the portals opening again. Yeah, portals are opening up. They're blue. No, they're red this time. Are they blue? I don't know. But they're a different color. They're either blue or red. And, you know, they're coming out
of
the portals in droves. Yes. Yeah. Droves.
Wow.
And they don't they speak only through the mind. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I just
That's
don't
out
know
by
what's
me?
Going on. People. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you
know,
my goodness.
Dr. Johnson. Yeah. What a friggin' freak.
Okay.
Dr. Johnson.
Isn't that one of the states where marijuana is legal?
I was going to say, there's a lot of drugs out there, yep.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
You know.
So there you go.
I just don't know what's happening.
I could say yeah.
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 But I got a prescription, so I'm okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so do I. My own. I got one from a street pharmacist.
There you go.
Oh, goodness gracious. God, Leo,
Bigfoot
just
brought
it
by here to
me. Yeah. I haven't heard from you in a long time, Leo. How's everything going, brother?
Hey, everything's going good, man. We're bracing for this hurricane. I hope it's not going to be that bad. Right now, we're just looking at a lot of rain. But I will say, you know, we hunker down and waiting. So, Dorian, come on, bring what you got to bring. So we're going to be okay. I will say this. I do know, I've been in my spare time, had a lot to report because I've been trying to compile a lot of information that I've been getting. There's been some sightings down in Uwari Forest. They hadn't been reported to no major research center, such as all of us as part of the Search and Bigfoot team. A lot of it, people have run into the outpost, the El Dorado outpost, and giving their reports. You know, I always ask questions when I go in there. You know, I try to be very, very inconspicuous as I can because so some of the people say, you one of those Bigfoot guys, you know, but I'm just asking general questions, you know, going in and getting something to eat or get a can of dip or something like that. And you know, this guy came in. He was from Wyoming. He come down here to ride the trails or whatever, and he claimed something threw a rock at him. So it's been spurts. I know it's been at least 20. A gentleman, I don't know if, and I mentioned to Tommy the other day when he called, and I want to personally, in front of millions and millions of listeners, thank Tommy. The guy's got real class. The guy called me the other day to check up on me because he knew that a hurricane was coming his way. So I appreciate you, Tommy. You know,
family.
You want to get it out to you. But as I was telling Tommy, it was a gentleman by the name of Lee Woods. He's been doing a lot of Bigfoot research, and he's been on social media. And I've talked to him, and, you know, and Doyle know this from being from our profession. You can figure out who's full of shit and who's not. And I think the guy's got a lot of legitimate information. And he had a post here recently where he was down near an area where I sent some pictures a while back. Some of you probably seen it where it was some pictures where I took my niece and she was seeing what we do as far as Bigfoot research and it had some orbs in the background and what I thought maybe looked like a juvenile in the trees. But anyway, he went to this particular area and he had a sighting I'm supposed to get with him here soon. He's got a picture that he wants me to see in a video. And believe it or not, Tommy, where he had, and the reason I say it might be some legitimacy of this particular sighting that he had, I hadn't talked to this guy in about a year and a half, 2 years maybe. And we never did post. We never did talk about the area that we went to when you guys came and we stayed 2 days in Uwari Forest. But it was not too far from there, that area, and where he had his sighting. So I'm going to, you know, wait this storm out, and hopefully after this storm is over with the rain and you know, creating the soft environment, I'm going to get with him. We're going to go down to the area where he was, and hopefully we find some footprints, because I believe with this rain coming in, it's going to be soft. A lot of the areas where they did the control burns down there, Tommy, it's already growed up.
Mm-hmm.
The vegetation is real thick. The pathways are not too overgrown, but they're overgrown enough to where they're not looking like they did when they did a control burn. Because I know when you were there, a lot of areas where they did a control burn was not conducive for what we was looking for, as far as trying to find these creatures. But a lot of it's grown up, a lot of vegetation, so it's giving them a lot to eat. And other animals that they might be feeding on, such as deer, rabbit, or whatever, they got plenty to eat. So we're going to go back down there and see. I've seen some things, and one thing I will say this, and not take up a lot of the time about Bigfoot research, I've caught some things on my camera, but it's some things that I've used within my own edification as far as being a Bigfoot researcher, say, nah, that's not nothing I want to put out there. Because what's the old cliche? The first thing people do, if they're not true researchers, if they're not avid researchers to try to find hardcore evidence, the first thing they see on the damn camera, if they see a fly land on a piece of shit, they swear up and down it's a Bigfoot eyebrow that pops off his face. So I'm the type of person that anything I catch on camera, if it's not Bigfoot himself standing in front of my camera saying, hey, I'm here, you finally got me on camera, a lot of stuff, you know, it could be a raccoon tail, it could be a squirrel's tail, anything like that. So, you know, what I've been trying to do is trying to use different variables and move my cameras different ways till I finally get that money shot that everybody wants. So that's basically where I'm at, you know, where I'm at now, Tommy. So I'm trying to get some stuff concrete to make it worth your while to come down to the Uwari Forest.
Brother, just coming cool. to see you means it's worth my while. What are you talking about? I don't have to have
a man. I appreciate that too, man.
Hey, that's the one thing. Hey, that's one thing everybody needs. Go ahead.
Rocky, go.
Go, Rocky.
It seems like, I mean, I look at social media and all that, and so many times people have something on there that is a dark blur. Could be a burned-out tree stump. Maybe if they step 2 foot to their left, they'd see something completely different. And, you know, so many people, regardless, they see something and, you know, they immediately just assume, well, I've seen a Bigfoot. And we're talking about people that do this a lot. And
true.
I just, you know, it's one of those things people need to, if they see something, they need to stand and watch it. Or they need to get them a camera that doesn't just send out blurry photographs. People actually need to, you know, and there was one guy that used to come on the show that would just walk through the woods with his camera on and never look at what he's taking pictures of. He'd just walk through the woods with the camera going. And then when he'd get back to the his house, he would go and he would go frame by frame, and he would see so many different big feet. But me and Tommy was never able to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Light shadows. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, to me, you know, a lot of the stuff that he had, it was nothing more than light and shadows. Like I say, maybe a burned out tree stump or just, you know, or absolutely nothing.
It was Rocky, because I tell a lot of people, when you're taking pictures and you're looking for these creatures, you got to look, and I can't say this enough, you got to look for the money shot. I mean, if I took all the pictures that I took of possibles, God almighty, it would be the Leo Bigfoot show on HBO. You know,
well, that's why we don't ever send pictures.
I mean, because you can't do that, because I ask a lot of people that, and I get people send stuff to in here in North Carolina that send stuff to my email, and I look at it, and I don't try to be an asshole, but when I send them back an email, I'm like, what the hell am I looking at? There it is, right there. It's in the corner. I see something in the damn corner, but I don't know what am I supposed to be looking at? You know, because
right.
if I cannot see a Bigfoot, like I said, waving at me with a smiley face, a cigar, and a drink in his hand, saying, "Hey, man, how you doing there, Leo?" I don't know what I'm looking at. You know, I'm looking at possible. Okay, yeah, it could be a Bigfoot. Yeah, it couldn't have. I mean, it could have been a limb that you know, that fell off the tree or something, and it looked like an arm. But
exactly,
I got to see something. My thing is a lot of things. The only thing concrete that I got that really. And Tommy knows this, and the Godfather knows this. That really, really, really rattled my cage.
The Ridgewalker.
Well, the one I experienced in Uari Forest.
The Ridgewalker
is,
up on top.
Correct, correct. That's the only thing that
I call
really.
Call that the Ridgewalker.
Right, the Ridgewalker. The shadow that went behind me. That something broke and went down behind me. The knock that I received and a growl. Those are the three things that I consider in my time. If I never, ever in my lifetime before they throw dirt in my face, see a Bigfoot, those are the three things that came close to me. But, you know, a lot of these other things, like I say, again, I got 1,000 of pictures of tails, and I'm going to say the tails. It might be a Bigfoot thumb. I don't know. But it's nothing that I would actually, you know, go out in public and call TJ, call Rocky, you know, call Doyle, and just jump up and down and say, "Oh man, I got it. It's him." It's nothing like that. And I tell folks, when you start seeing stuff like that, before you start sending it to us, until you start sending it to Searching for Bigfoot, man, step back and just, you know, try to clear all the variables out. It could be anything. And unless you see Bigfoot smiling again in front of the camera, shaking his hand, it could be a raccoon's tail. It could be a bear's paw. You never know.
Yeah.
Well.
Hey, I got a little. I wanted to tell some. I wanted to put something out there too for everybody that I just picked up on, TJ, and you know everybody wants to get a camera, but and I'm not pitching Sam's Club, but while I was in Sam's Club before the holidays, before Labor Day there, and they've got two Bushnell cameras. That are infrared, no flash, no dash, for $90, and that's a good buy.
Yeah. It is.
So if anybody's looking to get them a couple of good cameras, Bushnell's good equipment, and they got the long run battery life thing and the whole $90, that's a good deal for two cameras. Get you started anyhow.
There you
that's
go.
I just
we'll send Home Depot the bill.
There you go. There you go.
No,
you're
really sweet, you know?
That's a good price.
Talking about people, having them know what the right equipment should be and how to do it. I mean, we need to get back to letting people know, because, you know, when they don't, they go out and take pictures of tree stumps and dark bushes and, you know. And I try to tell people, you know, I go out looking for a Bigfoot. I have a camera on. And let me tell you something. For me to even be able to get my camera up and off and take a picture of him before he was gone would be even tough for me. You know, I'm going to start using those, what do you call those little boxes you tape to your head or your chest? GoPros. Yeah, I'm a GoPro. But, you know, what scares me is that even on the GoPros, I've seen no footage anywhere. If somebody got it, they'd have it. You know, they're not cheap, those things. You know, I think the cheapest one's still $289. But, you know, I mean, I've tried to get up just take pictures of deers and stuff that I wanted to see. man, you don't get a good picture. You get a blurry one.
Mm-hmm.
Quick, even with a 10 megabit camera, you know? Just the way it is.
Well,
but you know, the folks, they need
is,
to know what,
know
what to take out to eat and what to do. Go ahead, Rocky.
When you see a picture and the trees are totally sharp, you can count the little limbs on a bush and this big hairy monster is just so blurry that you can't. Yeah. Okay. You know, it's one of those things. Either their camera is really screwed up, or they're just doing the best they can to get on the Bigfoot show or something like that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think back to the last time I even saw a real good photo or film of it. I got to say it must have been the Memorial Day footage, you know, and that was like, God, 15 years ago, I'm thinking. Maybe, I don't know.
Well,
I
will tell you this, TJ, if I may chime in, one of the best footage I think is out there right now is the one at the Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina line.
What's that?
And it's,
where do you look at it?
And I'm going to look it up, and I'll send it to you guys, but I think it's the one where the guy has a cabin, or he's renting a cabin in the near the Georgia line, near the Cherokee Trail, and he's out, and you could tell it's legit. And me personally, if I had to make an educated guess on it, it's legit. He's out filming the kids or something, playing, and all of a sudden, this creature comes out of nowhere, and he tells the kids to get back in the house. Get back in the cabin. He runs across the road. And this thing is running through the woods, and it's grunting at him. And you can tell that these grunts are not nothing that someone can make, because the creature is a great distance away, and the grunts that this creature is doing is damn near.
Was it in Helen, Georgia?
Yeah, I think so. You remember that?
Okay, I found it.
Yeah.
What was it again?
Helen, Georgia.
Helen,
Bigfoot spotted in a cabin by two witnesses directly in front of the abandoned gold mines.
And the grunts that this creature's doing, the grunts are rattling, is shaking or bravado of the camera the sound, the bravado of this creature is rattling the mic. So you can tell that this is not a, you know, someone that's in an ape suit just saying, you know, I mean, it's loud.
It's the real deal.
Yeah, you can see, and the limbs that this thing is breaking as it go down in the woods. These are no small saplings. This is nothing that, you know, Doyle or, you know, a big man can go through there and just rip off a tree and keep going. I mean, this thing is ripping off some limbs. And
I'm a pretty big boy, Leo.
Well, I know you are. And look, and the thing about it is, you know you can hear you know how you can hear in people's voice. You can tell who's scared, who's not scared. Who's damn putting on a damn show. Now, I could tell this guy's voice, he was like, oh, wait a minute. I think I got my ass in some shit too deep. And you can start seeing him retreating back, going back to the cabin and say, hey, I think I done bit off, you know, more than I want to chew on this, you know, filming this. So, but that's about the only one I've seen that's been legit. But this other BS that I'm seeing, you know, it's you know, that's Bigfoot, and I'm not looking at Bigfoot. I'm looking at a damn burnt-out stump. I mean, the stump is not moving. You know, you stand there for an hour at a time, and the stump not moving.
Can I say something real quick? Something that I think that should be said. Everybody likes a good joke. Me and the Swede told these people, the people down in Foreman, Arkansas, everybody likes a good joke, but people with ghillie suits, monkey suits, and all that, they should bear in mind that when I'm out in the woods, there's wild hogs out there, I'm carrying a gun. Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody out there in a ghillie suit or a monkey suit or something like that, there's a good chance that they're going to get holed out. And,
yeah,
you know,
that's what I'm talking about, Rocky.
That's
we told them off from the very start, ain't it, Rocky? We told them from the very beginning.
Yeah. That's always been one of my biggest fears, is to see a Bigfoot and bring it down and then walk up on it and see a bright, shiny zipper on its back.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I just, you know, while we've got a lot of people listening from all over the globe, don't do it. Don't put on ghillie suits and play practical jokes. That can cause you to die.
For
and,
sure.
And somebody else go to the pen for doing it.
Well, that's me. This is Noel just speaking. I mean, like, you guys have invested a lot of money into your cameras and all kinds of, I invest a lot of money into optics, and those things are attached to long firearms.
Right.
And I don't want the money shot. I want the meat shot. I don't want to bring home a picture, Leo. I want to bring home the beef. I want to bring home the. I want to bring the whole damn loin home with me.
There you go.
And that's going to be the only way you can prove it to the world, is you bring the damn thing in. I mean, it's already dead or alive, but I mean, you know, it's not going to come alive. I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, we all.
No, you're not going to coax
him into the same lines. We all think along those same lines, and so that means just on the show alone, there's enough people that stupid people could get themselves hurt really bad out in the woods trying to play a joke.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the people down in Foreman, Arkansas, the reason we said it is Robert was asking, the Swede was asking questions. He was interviewing the guy, and I was just kind of looking around his house, because you learn a lot just by looking around people's houses. Well, when I saw the picture of him, the photo of him at a Christmas, at a Halloween party, wearing a gorilla suit, well, that's when we explained to him that... Fun is fun, but a 180 grain 30-06 round going through your chest, fun's over.
It's all fun until somebody gets killed.
Uh-huh.
But
big time.
So when we got out there, the old boy. Go ahead, TJ.
I'm hitting a commercial, gentlemen. Hitting a commercial. Going to break here.
1967. My whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that? He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we... at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking... this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Yeah, so, yeah, Rocky, sorry for that late break, guys. We had to take that quick and pay some bills. And you were saying, Rocky?
Oh, we were just saying we've been in a situation where we had to really be cautious because we tried to slip into town quietly without anybody knowing we was coming. And so we was talking to the guy on the phone. He said, go to the store and my wife will tell you how to get to the house. So, well, okay. So we stopped at the store and I went in and I asked for his wife. And she said, hey, y'all. Said, these are the guys that's going to go out and find Bigfoot with the guy, with her husband. Well, okay. Opening it up for a whole bunch of really ignorant people to come out and try to play a prank on somebody. So the Swede, this man, the Swede, told him in no uncertain terms that playing pranks on people with center fire rifles and all that could be hazardous to your health. And well, before we left, you know, I don't think we made any friends down that way, but just say it, you know, use your head.
What was that?
It was a good expedition.
One at a time, gentlemen.
It was a good expedition. And it, mm-hmm. where we went down there, where we set up our camp at, was kind of it's supposed to have been way off the beaten trail in the boonies, but it's the local swimming hole at the river crossing. So
don't tell them what I did between the trucks.
Do what?
Don't tell them what I did between the trucks.
Mm-hmm. Rocky, this guy's over there next door just kept on. So Rocky walked over there and left them a big deposit right by their truck door, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that was with him was pretty scared of the dark, and as soon as it started to get dark, they cut out of there. So we didn't have to worry about no nighttime Bigfoot in a costume because they were scared of their own shadows when the sun went down. Tanker.
Oh.
Was it Tanker? Tanker, whatever his name was.
Tanker.
But,
Tanker.
That's where I saw the big truck. You know, that's I've ever seen. He fed him a 55-gallon drum of peanut butter. They bought a 55-gallon drum of peanut butter, and they fed it all out. And that's when I seen the gigantic raccoon that weighed about 65 pounds crawling up that tree. Biggest raccoon I've ever seen in my entire life. I've never seen a coon that big. He was so big.
Peanut butter,
a lot of protein.
We were up.
He
one
ate
of
lot
us
of
was up 24 hours. Yeah, we were. I mean, it was. There was not a minute went by that one of us wasn't up watching. We took turns of a night.
You know what I got to say about that, Rocky? Here's what I got to say about that.
Who brought you?
There we go. Perfect.
That's
my goodness.
Guys, the wildest
thing
I've ever
seen. What, Doyle?
Who would ever want to go Bigfoot hunting afraid of the dark?
That's exactly what I was thinking, you know.
They didn't want to go.
The sun started to go down, and the sun was going down behind the hill, and I'm not kidding you. You asked Rock, he started pacing. And before
I'm wrong,
it got dark enough,
that's what
we shouldn't say, he jumped in his car and took off. I'm telling you, left off. He's going to leave his kids behind.
He was getting out of there. He was going to stay after the sun went down.
Well, I'll tell you, like Leo agreed with me on this. Sometimes, you know, darkness is your friend.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
My friend. I can do anything in the dark.
In the dark. I'll prefer dark over daylight anytime.
Absolutely. My chemical works perfectly in the dark.
When we were out there, me and the Swede, it was early of the morning, and anyhow, the one guy had, he had spent the night out there. Okay, it was like maybe, it wasn't even good daylight, but on the other side of the creek, about 50 feet from us, there was four hogs come down there and was drinking out of the creek. And when me and the Swede got up, it scared him half to death. He said, "What is it? What is it?" And I said, "Do you see those hogs over there?" He saw nothing. 50 feet away, he saw nothing. Okay. Me and the Swede was laughing at him about it. Well, about an hour after daylight, he saw one. He saw a Bigfoot about 1,000 yards away. No kidding, about 1,000 yards away.
Yeah,
well,
down there at the corner of the river. He seen
naked
one.
Eye.
Let me tell you something about them hogs. Tommy will remember this. When we were down in Horton's Bottom, Texas, out in the damn swamp country, we were knee-deep in swamp water. And I walked right on top of a big sow suckling about four siblings. There were four baby hogs. And, I mean, I was on top of it before I knew it.
These things were standing on a gravel bar.
She did not like me. She did not like me. Tommy, you remember that?
Yep.
These hogs were standing on a gravel bar.
About 32 rounds of .40 caliber ammunition trying to get away from that son of a bitch, or that bitch. But she was suckling mama. You don't walk up on no hog when she's suckling her kids in the middle of a damn swamp, I'm telling you.
No,
okay,
that's not a good move.
There where we were, there was nothing but blindness could prevent you from seeing those hogs. I mean, if they'd have been wearing neon, it wouldn't hardly been any more plain. We were standing there pointing them out, and he saw nothing. But yet, later on, at about 1,000 yards, he saw Bigfoot. So we had our – Robert had his camera. I had the binoculars. Looked off down there, and he said, over by the cypress tree. Okay, there's 500 cypress trees. So he guided us in where it was standing. And I said, that's the sun coming up. I said, it's called light and shadows. I said, there's nothing there. And he said, it's peeking out from behind a tree.
Oh, shit.
I said, no, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. And so, anyhow.
15 power zoom on the camera. I could count the tree limbs, you know.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
It was just the time was coming. The sun was coming through the tree.
Yep.
Wow,
time is
it is,
flying
dude.
By, man. We just have too much
Go
fun
ahead,
when we're talking Bigfoot. And we're enjoying life, huh? You know, I see that we have our friends, Martin and Ernie on. We're going to chop in and see what's new with these rock hounds. How you doing,
you
Ernie?
Go. Oh, doing good. Putting
Martin,
things together.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Martin.
Why don't you guys fill us in on what's new and big in the rock hound world?
Can anybody hear me? This is Jody.
Oh,
hey, Jody.
Jody.
Yeah,
hey,
I've been trying to get hold of you guys. Hey, how are you doing?
Well, good, honey. Could you give me a minute? I'm going to talk with Ernie real quick and find out what's going on in the rock world.
Important.
Right
yes.
back to you, Jody.
Please.
Okay, hold on, darling. You go right ahead, Ernie. Sorry, I thought that was Martin's phone number.
Oh, Martin's been he's been working nights, so we haven't been really digging, and I haven't been looking. I've just been putting things together to get out to him and, you know, help him. So that's all that's up with me. You know, I still got Mud Fossils, you know, my site, my page.
Mud Fossil Ministries.
Yes.
On Facebook.
I'm tongue-tied. I was trying to get off and trying to get it out real quick so she could get on. I was wondering what was up with her.
Well, let's bring her back in, and since we're there, we'll pick up some more next week, Ernie.
All
Jody,
right,
what's going on, darling?
A lot. Just a lot. Just been happening. Did I remember the guy I told you, Steve, next door, right? Well, he was taken away. The one I told you that was losing it, he lost it. And from the things that's been happening around here.
Uh-huh.
And Jane's cancer came back.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that.
That's just so much. So, you know, I told you I could feel things, right? That guy Leo, for some reason, for a long time, I've been wanting to get a hold of him. I know I got to talk to this man. For some reason, I have to talk to this man. I've never met him.
He's on.
But Leo is.
I'm here, baby. Go ahead.
You have been on my mind big time. And I told you, you know, a lot of things about the pissing around your property and all that.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to it. It's like, I just feel like I got to tell you because it's like something inside me tells me to do it because what I go through too. But what it's going to get worse for you. I worry about you. For some reason, I'm so worried about you. And I dream it. I think it. I see it. You know, I know they're here. Well, we see them here anyway. But it's just you. You're going to see more of what you can bargain for.
Well, trust me, sweetheart. When I go out in the woods, I mean, TJ will tell you, I'm armed and I'm ready.
It ain't the guns. Trust me. Everybody thinks they can shoot one of these things. Yeah. It's like it'll give you a feeling I can't explain. You look at knives, it takes you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
To a place you don't want to be. Like a dark place, you know what I mean? But there's something about you that just been sticking. I keep telling Jane, I said, what is it about Leo? There's something, and it's like already, like you said, yeah, it pisses on your property. I told you that. It pisses around your property. And they don't travel. Trust me, they're territorial. And they come in families. And they'll start harassing you more and more. It will happen eventually. And when you come to your land and when you go out to the woods, just watch out for the markings. When you see certain markings, turn around. Don't cross it. Because you'll see things that just will scare. I know people say I'm a woman. No, I see shit that'll make men grow them in shit. You know, it just takes you to a place spiritually. And physically, you're drained. It's like what I've seen in these woods and up home and here. It's not fun. It's like it'll take you to a very dark place in your spirit, you know. Especially if you scare at night. I want you to get it on camera. You can get it on camera.
From what I know of Leo, I can tell you right now, don't scare easy. And he has shook the hand of the devil. He's been to dark places.
Yes, I've been so close where I can touch it. I know. But I've been to places where you can touch it. But when you want to get it on camera, you can't. Like if you put cameras up and say behind you, you got to see one of the still cameras people kept putting on my property. And it's day pictures, they're too smart to go in front of that camera. What I did, I would even, after I told you I got live on camera, and that's when those men in black took it. That makes me more angry than anything. They took the best evidence ever. But the way you can do it, too, like when you're taking cameras down, don't turn around. Do not turn around. They are behind you. Start snapping. And I got photos. I got to find those. Just start snapping the camera behind you. Don't look. Act like you're changing the camera. And then what film's left on it, start pushing it. All around you, behind you. Because if you turn around, it's too late. They're ducking. And that when I got the last shot, you could see it dodging down. It was like 3 feet behind us, me and Jane. and I just started snapping the camera before it would duck. And then it's like I said, it's just, it's been, I think what's wrong with me, with Jamie and sick and dealing with this crap, it's just like, I told Jane, it's like, we've been there, and I know I've learned it here. And in 10 years, I've learned right down the street, when they back that back road, how they come down when they're down there, around these big bales of straw, the big round ones with the red eyes. I hate the red eye one anyway. I hate that one. She's mean. And it's like the red eye one around 2 in the morning will always be crossing. They'll be right there standing.
And is that where is that near where you live at, Josie?
Yes. Yes.
Where you are now?
Yes, about not even a minute, 2 minutes.
Okay.
And it's like the red eye one. Oh God, you jeez. And that's a giant one too. He's a big mother. And it's like, but they have families. And I know that. That's why I worry, like you said, people will not even try to shoot one. It's like you think you can carry one out of the woods. You can't. They're around you. There's more than one. And they do make graves. I know that. And they bury their dead. And when I see they're running families, I've seen them so close. And there's not just one. They have a family of them. And it's like they stay, you know. And that's like if Leo's property, I know. When they started peeing around the property, I said, oh, shit. It's like, you don't have to go far and catch these things on camera. It will happen. It'll be right there. You don't even have to go in the woods. I mean, once you start, they start peeing or leaving you gifts. Now, the gifts look weird. It'll be like, sometimes they left this, like, stone, like, with, like, a hand, like, smoothed out, and it's got a round bottom, like, you use drying corn or stuff with. And they left a certain flat rock with a perfect round circle in it. They would leave it right on our steps or right on the end of the home. They always left us gifts or twist my hammers, steel hammers. I don't know how they did that, but they did it. Mm. I mean, they will leave you gifts. And once they started peeing around your property, when you told me that the last time, and I already knew, I said, oh, God. Because I asked you if you smelled pee, because I knew they peed.
Darling, we're getting next to the end of the show, sweetheart. I want to pick up with you next week. Is that okay?
Yeah, because there's a lot, you know, down the road that's happening. Plus, with Jane being sick, it's just a lot.
Okay.
And I don't like scaring Jane.
Week. We'll have you on the show next week. We'll talk more. And, you know, you got our prayers for you and Janie, all the whole crew out there, I'm sure. We're going to put you in our prayers and make sure everything's good. Okay? Folks, time flies when you're having fun. The Bigfoot Live radio show is here every Wednesday night. Bigfoot Live. radio.net, or you can check us out at searchingforbigfoot.com. Click on the Facebook link, the show link, the YouTube link, all those things. If you feel inclined, jump on over to that a store of ours and pick yourself up some Bigfoot shirts or mugs or coins or doormats, whatever you want, because we're here for you every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Standard, 10 p.m. Eastern. Folks, it's been great. I want to say goodbye to all my Bigfoot buddies. Doyle Howcom in Kentucky. We got Leo in North Carolina. Rocky in Arkansas. We got Ernie over there in Washington. Folks, been wonderful.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good night, guys.
Leo, good night, Doyle.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions. No.
Bonsoir. Right there, just seen movement right through there.